The mare was a spirited and nervous animal, and she leaped and shied as she danced among the stagnant pools that lay black in the swamp road. And thus going out deliberately to use himself as a bait for the unknown beast, Ed felt that he could depend largely upon her agility and quickness to prevent being taken unawares by a sudden rush from the darkness. He drew from its holster his heavy Colt's revolver and thrust it through his belt in front, within convenient reach. So dark was the black tunnel of the road that he could see no space in front of him, and he let the reins lie slack on the mare's neck so that she might be undisturbed in picking her footing. As he plunged deeper into the swamp, he experienced a lonely boding that was new to him. Time and again he had gone fearlessly out alone in the pursuit and capture of desperate men. Now, however, he did not know what nature of creature it was he sought, and he had to invite an attack from the darkness in order to get in touch with it. The night was murky, almost sticky in its heaviness, and the swamp seemed strangely silent. Only the occasional call of some night bird pierced the stillness. He was familiar with the road, having traveled it frequently, and the places where violence had occurred had been described to him in detail. A few hundred yards to the left of the road where he now was riding, the fisherman had met his death. He passed the place where Brandon had last been seen, and soon after entered the deeper recess of the swamp where the herder had been snatched into the darkness of death. Plainly, this neighborhood of violence was a creature's lurking place. Suddenly, the mare shied, snorted, and stood quivering, her head turned as though she saw or smelled something at the side of the road. He raised his pistol, which he now held ready cocked in his hand, and fired quickly into the darkness. As he had only one hand on the reins, it was some moments after the report before he could calm the startled animal sufficiently to proceed on his way. Twice more, at indications of terror from his horse, guided by her forward pointed ears, Ed Hardin fired into the black shadows at the side of the road, the discharges making lurid flashes in the darkness. The unknown beast evidently was near, following him through the brush or over the treetops. If it were on the ground, he hoped for the slender chance of killing or wounding it before it had the opportunity to attack. After each shot, as well as he could for the plunging of the mare, he listened intently for some cry of pain, some movement of the bushes, but the silence of the shadows was unbroken. The strain was nerve-racking, and he had a wild desire to whirl the mare about and speed away in mad flight. He could not urge her out of a slow, hesitating walk, and she frequently shied from one side of the road to the other with those periodic halts of trembling fear. Then the road ran from beneath the arches of the swamp and passed over a corduroy crossing, bordered on each side by a dense growth of titi. The mare went more quietly now, and Ed began to hope that some of his shots had taken effect. He breathed more freely now that the branches no longer drooped overhead. Presently, however, he found himself beneath spreading live oaks. These, flanking the road on either side, sent their giant limbs horizontally across. He peered from side to side, his eyes straining to penetrate the gloom, each indistinct tree trunk assuming a sinister outline. Overhead, the trees towered in cavernous depths, and suddenly, with a swish of leaves and branches, out of them dropped a great dark object.